Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Hey, I heard this is like, you know, the other restaurant where you can have it your way. I want like a grandfather figure, but an evil grandfather figure.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Got a lot of questions. You're on our other show, Bless Their Hearts, we've been known to mention businesses, and then they had some financial trouble. I'm trying to get out in front of this one.
Well, yeah, I hope we don't get sued. I was trying
to. You didn't say their name. I think we're okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can order things your way at any establishment, whether they do it or not is a different story.
It's an excellent point.
I saw a picture of a man on the FBI's most wanted list, and this sweet grandfather-looking man murdered two people.
Okay, I didn't know where that was going, if it was going to be me or something. So this is good.
No, it's one of those pictures. Have you ever seen a picture of someone where you look at it and you think they're like 80, but then they're only like 50 something?
Every picture of me, yes.
Well, so let's go back to August 3rd of 2001. We're going to go to the Buckhead section of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's where 58-year-old Alvin Scott allegedly, and I want to say allegedly because he has not been found guilty or even found at this point, but he allegedly committed a very awful act. He is accused of murdering his estranged wife.
And this was 38-year-old Lilia Ivanova and her male companion, 48-year-old Ellie Abisab. Now, according to the FBI special agent Stephen Emmett, Scott reportedly stalked the victims outside of an apartment. He then ran them down, allegedly still, and shot each of them three times in the chest and the head. Emmett emphasized that this was not a crime of passion, but one of premeditation, stalking, and lying in wait.
FBI Special Agent Chad Fitzgerald noted that Scott was very distraught over the pending divorce that he was in the middle of. And in fact, Scott and Ivanya had a divorce hearing scheduled on the day of the murders, but neither one of them attended. Investigators believe that the two that were murdered were just friends, and she had been staying with this man because of the distance that she was trying to put between her and Alvin because of some stalking behavior.
Yeah, so it seems like, you do enter into that crime of passion, temporary mental instability, but this seems, if he did it, to be planned out. After this happened, Alvin Scott completely vanished. The FBI's dossier on him reveals a man with multiple identities, multiple passports. Born Ahmet Sesavar, Scott's background reads like a criminal novel, complete with all the things you would expect from a spy or somebody that had multiple identities and had stolen identities and had a history of premeditated violence.
The FBI has said that they definitely have concern over his ability to elude authorities. Emmett mentioned that they don't have a good grasp on his travel, making the manhunt even more challenging. I mean, literally, this guy could be anywhere in the world.
Going by a ton of different aliases.
Yeah, I mean, it's a needle in a haystack, but for a person. Given the vicious nature of these killings, Emmett believes the case could be considered for the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. The minimum reward for information leading directly to an arrest of a top 10 fugitive is $100,000. Jamie, I say we kind of push pause on our regular day-to-day and see if we can find this dude.
Yeah, that would put a dent in some things I need to pay off. So that could be motivating for some, I believe. This case, I mean, it just goes to show you, I think, that you really don't know who people are. You see people, you get to know them socially, but then every now and then you find somebody who has a completely different past and it comes through to show and you're kind of shocked and caught off guard by them. And that was the case here. Again, this is all alleged, but given his history, his ability to disappear. And John showed me the picture for the first time now. And given his cute little hat.
He looks like Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka, like the old one, you know. When I saw a picture of this guy, I thought maybe they had accidentally put a picture of the victim in, because he looks like a sweet old guy that you would see at a Hardee's on a Friday morning talking about war stories with his buddies. So to know that this guy is actually, you know, a very selfish, jealous person who potentially murdered two people in a very domestic violence situation just scares me, just because I definitely judged a book by a cover. And if all of this is true, I was very wrong.
Yeah, I wonder about the top 10 on the FBI's most wanted list. I guess in my mind, there are a lot of people out there that have, not that killing two people isn't bad, but have done significantly broader damage that should be on that list. But give, again, all the covertness of his life certainly makes me, would make me escalate this to a higher.
And didn't he look older than 58?
Oh yeah, he looks mid-70s at least.
Absolutely, that's what I was thinking too. So given the time frame we're talking about here, I mean, this crime happened all the way back in 2001. I mean, there's a, looking at this picture, I wonder if the guy's even alive still. So I don't know that we're ever gonna know what happened or if he is even alive.
Yeah, I'm super interested to see if we are able to solve this one, and hopefully we do. I mean, these family, the loved ones certainly deserve justice, but this is this is a wild one where the trail went cold immediately. So we'll see. And if we do find out that he is caught and prosecuted or found unalived, we'll let you know.
All right, guys, we appreciate you sticking around each and every week with us.
It's been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.